Do you spend a lot of time in planes, trains, and automobiles? Then you should try an audiobook. Audiobooks can help you read on the go. And Penguin Random House Audio offers innovative professional tips from successful business influencers such as Charles Duhigg and Sheryl Sandberg, or turn off your work mode and relax with a novel by Jonathan Kellerman or Steve Barry. Visit tryaudiobooks.com for more listening suggestions.
If you own a home, chances are you may be thinking about renovations. More in a moment.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Millions of Americans are planning to renovate their homes in the coming year, according to a new survey by Bankrate.com. Many of the repairs involve renovations to the exterior of the home. Here to talk about the survey is Mike Cetera, Bankrate's personal loans and credit analyst. Mike, how many homeowners are we talking about who want to make renovations?
So based on our survey, 28% of American homeowners, that works out to about 36 million homeowners, plan to make some renovations in the next 12 months.
Now, is that an increase percentage-wise from the previous year?
This is the first year we've done this survey, but if you look at some of the other organizations that do this type of work, I'm talking specifically about Harvard University, they're showing that 2016 is supposed to be, in nominal terms, the most spending for home improvements ever.
Wow, so that is a record. What renovations are the most popular?
So we asked the folks a wide range of different possibilities for what they might be doing in the next 12 months. And the one that came out the most, about 52% of the people who are planning to do renovations or home improvements, said that they're really looking to do some exterior work. And that can include anything from putting in a new lawn or landscaping, working on your driveway, a deck, a patio, even putting in a new pool.
So exterior renovations are more popular than, say, interior renovations like new flooring.
That's correct, although 39% of the folks that we surveyed said that new flooring is on their agenda for this year as well. You get to a much lower percentage of people saying they're going to do things like expanding the size of their home or adding or renovating a kitchen.
Speaking of demographics, even though home ownership is lowest among millennials, millennials who do own homes, they're more likely to be planning renovations than other age groups. Is that correct?
That's absolutely true. And the reason why we think we're seeing this is that millennials are finally now starting to actually purchase homes. There have been numerous stories showing that over the years that millennials were primarily renters. But now they're starting to buy some homes. And really what you see for first-time home buyers, no matter the age, is you end up buying, what's quote-unquote a starter home, which generally is a home that may need some updates or repairs. So we're finding that people are moving into these homes and realizing right away, I need to do something in order to make this home my own.
Sure. And also, it appears that homeowners with lower income and less education are just as likely to be planning renovations as those with higher income and higher education.
Yeah, it's really kind of across the board. The data we're finding is that it's really everyone demographically is sort of equally contemplating some home improvements this year. And I think that shows a little bit of sort of the pent-up demand for home improvements since the recession. People are now finally starting to feel comfortable with their jobs or the economy at large in order to be able to say, okay, now is the time where I can, fix up my home or renovate the kitchen, what have you.
Sure, and also probably it reflects a pent-up desire to go into debt. How are homeowners most likely to finance their home renovations?
Well, it's interesting. We've seen a lot of people are kind of wary to actually go back into debt again. There's some lessons that have been learned, I think, from the recession. And so you find in surveys all over the place that the number one way that people are looking to finance their home improvements is really through their savings. And if people are not able to, raid their savings account for this, then they're turning to the credit card, which is probably not the wisest thing in the world to do. Some people are turning to either home equity lines of credit or personal loans. Now, home equity is still very difficult to come by for a lot of people, They just don't have the right amount of equity in their homes to be able to take out those loans, which is why we're seeing a little bit more acceptance of taking out a personal loan, which is not, of course, secured by your home. So there's no equity requirement there.
So you're saying that for the first options, they're going to rely on savings or a credit card?
Yeah, and I think that really is only for what you'd say are sort of minor projects.
Right.
There's really not a lot of people that have $40,000 sitting around to be able to renovate
right.
their kitchen.
Mike Cetera, is this a sign that homeowners are feeling good or feeling better about the economy?
I think that's certainly the case, both given our survey and given what Harvard is seeing, there's really a sense that people are feeling like, okay, my job is not in danger. And it feels like the economy at large is doing okay. And so now is the time to be able to do these things that, for a lot of people, these are not must-do projects. And so they wait to put them off until they're feeling very comfortable with their own personal situations.
Very good. Mike Cetera, personal loans and credit analyst at Bankrate.com. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you, sir.
And check us out on Twitter at WSJ Podcasts. And you can subscribe to all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. That's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.